don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is Thursday, April 17th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got lots of stories coming to us from Lansing as they are back and in session, holding press conferences, bills being introduced, lots of bipartisanship. Republicans working with Democrats, Democrats working with Republicans, holding joint press conferences, getting some things done for the people, the state of Michigan. Got a ton of stories like these, as well as Governor Gretchen Whitmer working toward a road funding deal with Matt Hall, Speaker of the House. Well, Senate road funding doesn't look like they're willing to participate in that process with the governor and the Speaker of the House. However, they've got a problem. They are going to have to figure this out as part of this year's budget, and the sooner the Democrat-controlled Senate by one seat, 19 to 18, come to the realization that the lieutenant governor is running for governor in 2026. Garland Gilchrist technically is still lieutenant governor under Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It's going to be a situation where basically the lieutenant governor is going to be told by the governor, I want this deal done. We've got to put this to bed once and for all. And if what the Republicans came up with in the House is the only thing they will pass, it's the only thing they will do, we're basically gridlocked. So what it's going to boil down to is the lieutenant governor will go in and cast the tie vote because the governor has failed to call for a special election in the 35th state Senate district. Right now, we're operating, folks, with 37 state senators. We don't have 38. Previously, it was 20 to 18 Democrat two-seat majority. But one of the Democrat senators became a congresswoman. She's in Washington, D.C. The previous senator from the 35th is gone. That district is not being represented by anybody. So as a result, it's very, very simple. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist goes in and takes the gavel. It's going to be 1919. What happens if the road funding deal and possibly even the budget later this year is a tie in the Senate? What happens? Very, very interesting constitutional question. The road funding deal and the budget gets passed in the House. The governor's willing to sign it, but they're tied in the Senate. What happens then? Well, we've got some stories to talk about. We also have a short little story in the next segment. You only have two things to worry about. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment here today on this Thursday. I want to remind you that basically we are trying to keep a sponsor here on the show and on the radio station. Mike Lindell, My Pillow, been a sponsor for over 2 years. We were sent an email earlier this month that if we don't get more orders from our listening audience, they're going to stop being a sponsor. The end of the month, April 30th, is the deadline. We have got to get some orders in. So if you could do us a favor, help us keep this sponsor. Go to MyPillow.com, shop away, look at the items, figure out what you'd like to purchase, put them in your cart, go to checkout, see how much the retail price is, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. One word, no space. Hit apply and see how much money you save and place your order. We also have an 800 number for you to call. Text me MP for My Pillow, and I'll send you the information. Help us keep this sponsor, Mike Lindell, and his company, My Pillow. Well, I found this on Twitter X this morning, and it flat out made me laugh. And it made me think about our mission of the show, the radio station, what we do on Sundays here. And I want to play it for you. It's only about a minute, 15 seconds long. It's a young black pastor standing up in front of his church talking about what his grandma taught him. Is that basically you only have two things to worry about. Two things to worry about.
I said the only two things in life that you worry about, whether you're healthy or whether you're sick. If you're healthy, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to get better, whether you're going to get worse. If you get better, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you get worse, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to live, whether you're going to die. If you live, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you die, you got two things. Whether you're going to heaven, whether you're going to hell. If you go to heaven, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell, you got two things. Original or extra crispy? That's the.
Oh, man, that was so funny. I laughed. I thought that was so hilarious. Oh, man. You only got two things to worry about. Whether you're healthy or you're sick. That's it. If you're healthy, you got nothing to worry about. Oh, that was hilarious. Oh, man. If you'd like that clip, text it to your phone. Just text me two things. Two things. Just text me two things, and I'll send you the video. You can save it on your phone in the text messages from Trucker Randy and show it to your friends. And it made me stop and think about something heading in to Good Friday, Easter Sunday. The story, which is, by the way, a performance, is happening right now at New Hope Church on US 31 in Williamsburg. They did their first performance last night, 7 o'clock at the church, 90-minute presentation, The Life of Jesus Christ. His birth, his life, his death, crucifixion, and his rising. It's going to be tonight at 7 o'clock. It's going to be tomorrow, Friday night, Good Friday, 7 o'clock, and a matinee on Saturday. If you can't make it tonight or tomorrow, they will be doing a matinee at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And it made me think about the mission of the show, the radio station, the things we're going through, some things that we're having to deal with. We have had for a while, 7:30 on Sunday mornings, the flat line. Forward line of troops is the military term for flat. the forward line of troops fighting the battle versus good and evil. Heaven or hell? Rick Hughes Ministries has been doing this for a long time on radio stations all across America. We started airing this show half hour, 7:30 to 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings on the Patriot Voice Radio Network for well over a couple years now. Thanks to George Ranville, who introduced us to Rick, and Rick said, yes, I want to get the message out to Northern Michigan. We were chosen to carry his show. In that process, if you listen to the Flatline 7:30 to 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings, he talks about the 10 biblical principles that will basically change your life. He talks about the fact that God loves you. He always has, and he always will. And that he sent his son in human form to be on this earth. And it was right in the belly of the Jewish faith. Jesus was raised a Jew. If you've been following the show The Chosen, it shows you that very clearly, that that's where he was raised, grew up, became an adult, and he chose other Jews to be his disciples. And he tried to get the message across to them that what they had been doing as the Jewish faith had grown to be corrupted, political, and not what God is all about. As a result, Palm Sunday, he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. They were singing his praise. They were waving palm branches. They laid their clothing, blankets down so that the donkey could walk on them. It was their way of showing respect. Well, during that week, Holy Week, Jesus was called by God to go into the temple and to disrupt what they were normally doing, participating in Passover. Turning the temple into a money venture where people were forced to buy animals to provide sacrifice in the temple. That's what they had perverted their religion of the Jewish faith into. He set the animals free. He turned over the tables that had their goods and wares on them, had their money buckets there. He turned over the tables. He demanded that they stop doing what they were doing in God's temple. The Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, were appalled. Working with Rome, they decided that they were going to arrest Jesus, hold a trial, and push for crucifixion, to be crucified on a cross and killed, leading to his death. All of that is happening this week as we speak. Tomorrow, Good Friday, most of us only have to work a half a day so that you can go to church in the afternoon to celebrate Good Friday. Sunday, we go to church because it's Easter. We celebrate his being crucified, his death, him being buried, and 3 days later, he rose. He has risen. Ascended to heaven sitting at the right hand of the Father, he now is part of us because he died for us. He died for our sins. All he says is all you have to do is believe in me, ask me to be your Savior, you'll be forgiven of your sins, and when you die, you'll go to heaven. Because as that young pastor said, you only have two things to worry about. Whether you're healthy or whether you're sick. If you get better, you have nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to get better or get worse. If you get better, you got nothing to worry about. If you got worse, you got two things to worry about. Whether you're going to live or whether you're going to die. If you live, you got nothing to worry about. But if you die, you got two things to worry about. Whether you can go to heaven or whether you're going to go to hell. If you go to heaven, you don't have anything to worry about. You go to hell, you got two things to worry about. Original or extra crispy? I'm sorry. I just thought that video was hilarious. He delivered it so well. The church was laughing by the end. They get it. So very simply, it boils down to this. If you don't go to church tomorrow on Good Friday, that's your decision. That's fine. If you're not really sure you're even going to go to church on Easter Sunday, that's your decision. That's fine. But get up Sunday morning at 7:30 to 8 o'clock and listen to Rick Hughes' Flatline Show. If you write him, if you contact him, he'll send you books. He'll send you palm cards. He'll send you things to read to get you to think. And if that little voice in your head, Lucifer, the devil, whatever you want to refer to it, tells you to do something, something at night, maybe when you're sleeping, a dream, and you know it's wrong, you know it's morally wrong, you shouldn't be doing it, but he's living inside your head, and he's telling you to do something. Make a decision. Choose to do something to be bad. Stop and think about it. If I do this, will God be disappointed in me? Would Jesus be disappointed in me? And then make the decision either to do it or not do it. If you do it, repent. Ask for forgiveness. Say, I will try to do better. Please forgive me. If you don't do it, maybe you're going to heaven. Flatline, 7:30 to 8 this Sunday, Easter Sunday. Check it out on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Write Rick Hughes, contact him. He'll send you some stuff. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable energy.